proclaim here that Jesus is king.
我们这里在这里宣告耶稣基督他是王。
Now of course we know that God has appointed Jesus ruler of all things.
当然我们知道神已经高抹了耶稣基督他是一切的主。
Now when we describe Jesus as a king, we of course mean that he rules in the same way that kings rule over countries.
当然我们说耶稣基督他是王那么他就是像其他的王一样他掌控世界
When Jesus was here on this earth he proclaimed himself to be a king
当耶稣基督在地上的时候他也说他是地上的王
Now he usually did not do so by directly saying I am a king
当然他不是直接的说我是地上的王
In the politically charged environment in which we livedThat would have given the wrong impression.
那么当在我们现在这样的一个政权的状态下，我们可能会误解。
But nevertheless, when he came, he proclaimed that he was to be a king.
但是耶稣基督他确实是这样宣告的，他就是王。
But when he said he would be king, he said he was going to be the king over the kingdom of God.
当他说他是帝王的时候，他是说他是神国度里的王。
When he spoke about the kingdom of God, he intended his hearers to understand what they already knew.
当他说就神的国度的时候，他是希望他的子民们是理解了解他是神的国度是什么样的。
For centuries, the Old Testament prophets had been.Promising a kingdom from God.
那么在几百个世几个世纪以前，那么先知们都在预言神的国度会要来到。
And that's exactly what Jesus was offering the people of Israel.
那么这就是耶稣基督向以色列民所宣告和提供的神的国度。
Now today, what I intend to do is a survey of what the Gospels say about what Jesus' proclamation of His kingdom.
那么今天呢，我就向大家简单的介绍一下，那么耶稣所说的神的国度是什么样的。
I am not going to cover everything He said. We could be here for months explaining that.
我不会在这里把所有耶稣基督说的关于神的国度的样子解释在这里，因为那样会花我们几个月的时间。
Rather, my intent is to explain what when Jesus said that he was the king of the kingdom, what did he mean?
我只是在解释，当耶稣基督说他是神国度的王，那么到底这个是什么意思呢？
What kingdom was he offering?
什么样的国度他在说他要是这样是个王？
And so, What I intend to say is that Jesus is the king over the kingdom that God promised in the Old Testament.
那么我是想告诉大家，耶稣基督他是王，是神在地上所立的这个国度的王。
And my first point that I want to communicate that is to point out that when Jesus and John the Baptist both said expected people to know what the kingdom is.
那么耶稣当他在地上的时候他和施洗约翰一样 他们都在期望神的子民他是理解这个国度是什么样的
Open the early chapters of actually any of the first three Gospels and you will find statements about the preaching of the kingdom of God
那么当我们打开新约的前三本书的时候我们都会知道耶稣所说的这个国度是什么样的
And what you don't find Jesus doing is saying, "Now I am coming with the kingdom of God, and here's what this kingdom is."
那么没有耶稣没有说过我是来为神的国度而来。那么这样的国度是什么是这个国度
？John the Baptist preaching, he simply said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
当施洗约翰他在这个讲道的宣讲的时候，他只是说，你们要悔改，因为神的国近了。
Now John the Baptist would go on to explain that how you get into the kingdom, but he didn't explain what the kingdom was.
当然，施洗约翰说了你怎样才能进到这个神的国度，但他并没有解释这个国度是什么样的。
And later, when Jesus did the same thing, he came preaching the kingdom of God.
那么后来耶稣来的时候，他也是在这样宣告神的国度。
I've given for you Matthew's reference, but you can look at the other Gospels and find similar statements.
在这里我只是来讲这个在马太福音所提到的，那么你自己可以看其他的福音书也有提到。
All he said was, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那么他很简短的说了，就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And the people were just supposed to know what it was.
那么当时的人们呢，他们是应该知道神的国度是什么样的。
Now you must remember the time in which Jesus is saying these words.
那么你要记住当时知道当时耶稣说这个话的那段时间是什么样。
There were no shortage of people claiming to be the promised messianic king.
那么在那个时候有很多的经文都在讲到神的国度的到来。
The Romans executed not a few of such messianic pretenders.
那么在这个对弥赛亚的宣告的时候这件事那么罗马政府甚至都杀了几个自称为是弥赛亚的人。
So to say the kingdom is near,was something that carried political weight.
那么当在那个时候当人说到天国近了那么在那个时候对政权的这个威力还是很大的。
They were all expecting God's kingdom to come.
他们都在等待神的国度的到来。
And they had an idea about what it was.
他们在心中也清楚神的国度是什么样的。
Now, of course, their idea could use a little help, but it was close enough that he didn't have to redefine the kingdom.
当然他们心中所想象的可能不是完全正确的全都是对的但是呢我们也是知道他们是有一定的期望这个国度是什么样的
We can find something similar when Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus
我们可以看到就是当耶稣基督向尼哥底母讲神的国度的时候的一段经文
In John chapter 3 Jesus has a conversation with one of the most respected leaders of Judaism
在约翰福音第三章，耶稣跟以色列所敬畏的一个法利赛人讲到这样。
The man he is speaking to was one of the most learned Bible scholars of his day.
那么这个耶稣讲对话的这个人呢，当时在以色列民中是非常有威望，对圣经也是非常熟悉的。
And yet, as he speaks with Jesus, Nicodemus gets rather confused.
但是当尼哥底母跟耶稣谈论这个件事的时候，他非常的迷惑。
Jesus is speaking about being born again, and that just doesn't seem to make sense.
那么耶稣基督跟他讲到重生，这个对尼哥底母来说是真的是完全不理解。
Jesus says in John chapter 3 verse 5, Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
三章五节，耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
Nicodemus's reply in verse 9 is, "How can these things be?"
那么尼哥底母在第九节回答说：“怎么能有这样的事呢？”
And Jesus is astonished.
那么耶稣基督也当时是非常的惊奇。
He says in verse 10, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things?"
耶稣回答他说：“你是以色列人的先知，难道你还不明白这事吗？”
Now Jesus had said, "Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
那么耶稣基督又说：“除非这个人重生，否则他是看不到神的国的。”
Jesus expected Nicodemus would know what he meant.
那么耶稣基督他是当时是期望尼哥底母是明白耶稣所说的重生。
And Nicodemus is confused.
尼哥底母在这里是完全的是一头雾水。
But he's confused about what being born again is. He's not confused about what the kingdom is.
他是被重生给迷惑了，他不理解，但是他对神的国度的到来，他还是知道的。
He should have got what Jesus was saying, because Jesus is referring to something that Nicodemus already knew.
其实他应该是理解耶稣基督讲到重生这件事，因为他应该他是应该明白这件事的。
In Ezekiel chapter 36, God makes a promise to the people of Israel.
那么在以西结36章神向以色列人是这样应许的。
Ezekiel 36 verses 24 to 27. And I will take you from the nations, God says to Israel, and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you. You will be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
以西结书三十六章二十四到二十六节，我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例。
God promises at the setting up of his kingdom that before anyone enters it, he will cleanse them, he will put his spirit in them.
神在这里应许，他要把他的国度建立起来，就是要把去国度的人，他要洁净，他要给他们一个新心，除掉他们一切的污秽。
In other words,Unless you are cleansed from your sin and God's Spirit dwells in you, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那么用另一句话说，就是除非神除掉你一切的罪和污秽，使你洁净，给你一个新心，否则你是进不到神的国度里的。
To enter that promised kingdom, you must be born again.
那么你要想进到这个国度，你必须要先重生。
Now, Nicodemus knew the Bible very well. He should have known this.
尼哥底母他是旧约的一个老师，教旧约的老师，那他应该是理解这些话的意思的。
So when Jesus or John the Baptist says the kingdom of heaven is near, everyone has a conception of what Jesus is saying. He is predicting that the promised kingdom is just about here.
那么当耶稣基督在讲这个和施洗约翰在讲到神的国度的时候，那么每一个人都应该对这个国度有一定的了解，因为他们一直在等待这个国度的到来。
But Jesus went further than this.
那么耶稣基督他又进一步的解释说，
He didn't just simply expect people to know what the kingdom was. He actually claimed that his kingdom was identical with the kingdom of Old Testament prophecy.
耶稣基督他不只只期望人们知道这个国度到底是什么样，而且他也期望人们理解这个国度与旧约所预言的那个国度是完全一致的。
In many ways, the Sermon on the Mount is the manifesto of what are the responsibilities of people in the kingdom of God.
那么在马太福音登山宝训所讲到的，这就是神的国度里的人他们的行为，就是要像登山宝训上所讲的那样。
Matthew 5:1 famously says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the what? The kingdom of heaven.
那么在登山宝训第五章的第一个第三节说到，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Now, perhaps because of Jesus' unique way of teaching, people might think that he was going to make changes, that he was coming to abolish the Old Testament. But he actually says quite the opposite, most emphatically.
那么当耶稣基督来到地上，因为他自己的特殊的这样的一个方式的这个教导，那么当时的人都在期望耶稣基督可能要开始一个新的国度，但是呢，耶稣基督教导他们说，他所讲的这个国度跟旧约先知的预言的是完全一样的。
And the memory verse that we said today states that quite clearly. Do not think that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
那么在我们今天的经句背诵里面，马太福音那一段完全证实了耶稣所讲的，就是他来不是要废掉律法和先知，不是来废掉，而是要完全的成全。
The rest of the chapter proceeds to go through six different points of the law where Jesus' standard of righteousness is higher than people thought was God's requirement.
那么剩下的这些所讲到的律法，那么都是在讲耶稣基督他所讲给我们讲的，这些都是比那些律法还要严谨的，那这些都要被成全。
So Jesus claims that in his kingdom he is fulfilling the prophets, he is not abolishing what they said.
那 么耶稣基督在教导我们说，他在他的国度里，他是要成全所有国度里的这些律法，而不是要废掉任何一个。
After his resurrection, he said the same thing.
那么当他复活以后，他又说了同样的话。
As the disciples are gathered in a room and he is speaking to them,
那么当那些门徒们在一起的时候，他是这样向他们说的。
In the process, he is showing them that he is truly raised from the dead, that he is not a vision, he is not a ghost.
那么当他在那个向他们显现的过程中，是为了让门徒们知道他确实是那位复活的主，不是一个什么灵或者魂。
And then he proceeds to tell them that everything that the Old Testament had said was going to be fulfilled.
那么他继续地教导他们说，旧约里面对他所有的预言在这里都要被成全。
Luke 24 verse 44.
那么在路加福音第24章24节。
Then he, Jesus, said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
那么在路加福音24章44节，耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇中所记载的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
Now those three things, the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms, that's the threefold division of the Old Testament.
那么这里所讲的摩西的律法、先知的话，那么所有这些呢，这都是包括在旧约里面。
In other words, that's all of the scriptures as they had written scriptures at the time, since the New Testament had not yet been written yet.
那么另一句话来说，因为当时新约还没有成就，所以所有的这些都是在旧约的所记录下来的。
From the beginning to the end of his ministry, he connected what he was doing directly with the Old Testament prophets.
从耶稣基督他开始事工以来，他把他所有的这些教导和行为都连紧到了旧约里所记录的。
Third, I want to emphasize is Jesus used a couple of phrases over and over again, and those phrases only make any sense when we connect them with Old Testament prophecy.
那么第三点我要强调的是，耶稣基督他经常会使用一些他很喜欢的一些短句。那么这些呢，我们要想明白，就得要跟旧约的预言要完全的联系在一起。
And the first phrase is the phrase "Son of Man."
那么第一个就是他说是人子。
This is Jesus' favorite way of identifying himself as referring to himself.
这是耶稣基督在介绍说他自己的时候，他最喜欢用的一句话。
Some 82 times in the Gospels, the phrase "Son of Man" is used, and all but one of those it comes from Jesus' own words.
那么在新约里一共用了82次这个人子，那么这里面有至少81次。只有一次不是直接从耶稣基督所用的。
Now to see what this phrase really means.
如果我们想知道这个人子到底是什么意思，
we can turn to the account of Jesus' crucifixion, Matthew chapter 26 and verses 62 to 65.
那么我们可以回到马太福音第。
Jesus is
马太福音26章，我们来看一下耶稣基督他所说的人子。
Jesus is standing before the high priest, and they are trying to find excuses to put him to death.
那么耶稣基督他站在大祭司的面前，大祭司他们想再找他的茬来定他的罪。
And in verse 62, and the high priest stood up and said, Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you? But Jesus remained silent. And the chief high priest said to him, I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his robes and said, He has uttered blasphemy. What further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy.
那么从六十二节开始，大祭司站起来对耶稣说：“你什么都不回答吗？这些人做见证告你的是什么呢？”耶稣却不言语。大祭司对他说：“我指着永生神向你们起誓，叫你起誓告诉我们，你是神的儿子基督不是？”耶稣对他说：“你说的是。然而我告诉你们，后来你们要看见人子坐在那权柄者的右边，驾着天上的祥云降临。”大祭司就撕裂衣服说：“他说了健忘的话，我们何必再要找证人去，在证人呢？”
So when Jesus calls himself the Son of Man, he doesn't just mean I'm a person.
当耶稣基督说他是人子的时候，他不是只是意思说他是人。
He is referring to the fulfillment of prophecy.
他是在指到旧约对他的这个预言。
The prophecy he's referring to is found in the book of Daniel.
那么这个预言呢，就是在但以理书。
And in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, we find a prophecy of one like the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven and being given the kingdom of God.
那么在但以理书第七章第十三节这里有说到，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前。
In this particular vision, Daniel is beholding, sees all of the nations of the world represented as animals, and eventually he sees God, the God of heaven, setting up his kingdom.
那么在这个但以理书呢，在这里但以理看到一个意象，就是神的国度被用这些动物来代表。那么在这里他看到一个关于人子的一个意象。
He says, I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him, and to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him.
但以理说，我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
And how do I know that this is what Jesus meant?
那么我们怎么样理解耶稣在这里是什么意思呢？
The reaction of the high priest.
那么大祭司的反应告诉我们。
The high priest hears Jesus saying these words, and his reaction is, "This is blasphemy."
但是他听到耶稣这么说以后，他的反应就是耶稣在说健忘的话。
The high priest understood what Jesus was referring to immediately.
其实大祭司他还是完全的明白了耶稣是怎样说自己的。
He understood that Jesus was claiming to be the Son of Man who received the kingdom from God.
他明白耶稣基督在宣告他是人子，他从神那里得到国度。
A kingdom which would have dominion over all the earth and which would never pass away.
那么这是一个永远的国度，永远不会过去。
The other phrase that Jesus used is kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God.
那么另外一个耶稣常用的一个喜欢的句子就是说神的国度。
And if you count the number, just the words of Jesus, you can find some 74 times where that phrase occurs in the Gospels.
那么你可以计算一下，那么至少有74次耶稣提到这一句话。
To understand this phrase, we also turn to the book of Daniel.
那么为了理解这句话的意义，我们还要回到但以理书。
And this time we find Daniel 2:44.
但以理书第二章第四十四节。
And in that chapter, Daniel is speaking to King Nebuchadnezzar, and he's telling him about the future kingdoms of the world that will reign, including Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom and future ones.
这一章那个但以理在向尼布加尼撒王说，他在提到神的国度的样子。
Nebuchadnezzar sees a huge statue made of different metals.
那么尼布加尼撒王他看到一个塑像。
That statue represents four kingdoms.
那么这个塑像呢，代表了四个国。
Babylon, the kingdom over which Nebuchadnezzar was king.
那么巴比伦，那么尼布加加尼撒是那里的王。
Then Persia, Greece, and Rome.
还有啊，波斯，罗马，还有希腊。
All of those kingdoms were kingdoms set up by men, by a man.
这所有这些国度呢，都是人所建立的。
So they were the kingdoms of men.
这些是人的国度。
And then Daniel says, and in the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will not be destroyed.
那么但以理说，当那列王在位的时候，天上的神也必立一国，这一国永不败坏，也不归别国的人。
It is a kingdom that will replace all of those other kingdoms.
那么这个国呢，他要去代替其他的国。
It is the kingdom set up by God instead of set up by a man.
这是一个神所建立的国，不是人所建的。
So not only is Jesus' favorite phrases explained by the Old Testament, but Jesus proved his own claims by quoting the prophets.
那么耶稣基督呢，他自己所常用的这两个短句呢，说明了神的国，而且他也用旧约的这个先知的预言来证明他的宣告。
In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah predicts a servant of the Lord, an unnamed servant of the Lord, who would be one who would serve God faithfully.
那么在以赛亚书，以赛亚他也说到有一个位神的仆人，他会在神的国度里忠心的服侍。
On one occasion, Jesus went to his hometown of Nazareth.
那么当有一次耶稣就回到他的家乡拿撒勒的时候
，And he goes to the synagogue and he reads a passage of scripture.
他去了公会，然后在那里读了神的旧约的话语。
Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19.
在路加福音第四章。
This is the book of Isaiah, and it's all the way in chapter 61.
那么这一段话呢，也在以赛亚书第61章也有记载。
In order to read this passage from a scroll, he would have had to take this out, this enormous scroll of Isaiah, and then roll it, and roll it, and roll it, until he came almost to the end of this very long book.
那么为了能读到以赛亚书第61章，在当时呢，他这个圣经都是一卷一卷的，他要把那个卷要卷到最后的时候，才能够看到以赛亚书61章。
In other words, he's not just picking a random portion of scripture, he's intentionally reading this one.
那么我们也可以说，他并不是说随便打开一卷就随便翻到哪里就读到哪里，而是他找到了以赛亚书第61章。
And here's what he reads.
这是他所读的。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
So after he rolls the scroll back up and gives it to the attendant, he says, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
那么当他把书卷起来交给当时的执事的时候，他就坐下，他告诉会堂里的人说，今天这些经文都应验在我身上了。
Isaiah predicted a servant of God who would come and preach good news.
那么以赛亚在旧约就预言到有一位神的仆人，他会来，他会来向人们传国度的福音。
And Jesus is claiming to be that servant.
耶稣基督他说他自己就是那位仆人。
Jesus also showed that John the Baptist was the messenger predicted by Malachi.
那么耶稣基督也在讲他马拉基所先知所预言的关于他的关于神的国度。
By the way, for these next few states, you can stay in the book of Luke because they're all found there.
那么你可以在路加福音这里停顿一下，因为很多的经文都是在那里。
In Luke chapter 7, Jesus is talking about John the Baptist.
那么在路加福音第七章，耶稣基督在跟施洗约翰讲话。
Luke 7:24-27. When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to teach to the crowds concerning John What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in soft, splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.
约翰所差来的人就走了，耶稣就对众人讲论约翰说：“你们从前出去在旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？你们出去到底是要看什么？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿华丽衣服宴乐度日的人是在王宫里。你们出去究竟是看什么？是要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。经上记着说：我要差遣我的使者在你面前预备道路。所说的就是这个人。”
So Jesus tells them, did you go into the wilderness to see a man who wobbles about like a reed shaken by the wind, who can't make up his mind about anything?
那么耶稣在这里说，你们到旷野去看什么呢？是看一个人被风所吹的，像芦苇被风吹那样，在那里摇晃吗？
Well, certainly not. If we learn anything by reading about what John preached, the one thing he was not was indecisive. He was a very strong and powerful preacher.
但是耶稣基督他是一个非常精炼而且非常的精确的一位传道人。
So he says, then did you go out into the wilderness to see a man in fine clothing? No, John the Baptist wore skins and ate locusts.
那么到旷野去看什么呢？不是穿好衣服的人，其实施洗约翰他穿的都是非常粗陋的简陋的衣服，而且吃的是蚂蚱和蜂蜜。
So what did you go into the wilderness to see? Did you see a prophet? Yes, absolutely, you did.
那么你们去外面到底看什么呢？是看先知吗？是的，你们是看到了，我就是那位。
And in fact, he quotes Malachi 3:1 to emphasize that John was more than just a prophet. He was the messenger who would come before the Messiah.
而且他在这里也引用了马拉基书第三章，那么就是在告诉他，施洗约翰是一个使者。
Later on in Jesus' ministry, he showed that he was the greater son of David.
耶稣基督在后来的经文中又告诉说，他是大卫的更伟大的一位继承者。
In Luke chapter 20, we're talking about the last week of Jesus' life.
那么在最后的路加福音呢，记到了耶稣基督在地上最后的日子。
During that week, people tried to stump him with questions, but of course nobody could.
那么在那几周里面，很多的人都想着用一些问题来挑战耶稣，当然他们不能抓到什么。
In Luke 20, verse 41, he poses his own stumper of a question.
那么在路加福音第二十章，他自己呢提到了一个让人们非常难以应对的话。
Luke 20, 41 to 44, but he said to them, How can they say that the Christ is David's son? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. David thus calls him Lord, so how is he his son?
耶稣对他们说，人怎样说基督是大卫的子孙呢？诗篇上大卫自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Jesus is making a fairly obvious point here.
那么耶稣基督在这里他来讲明一个非常明显的一个问题。
He quotes Psalm 110, verse 1, written by David.
那么他在这里是引用了诗篇110篇，是大卫王写的。
And of course, everyone knew quite correctly that the Messiah was supposed to be the descendant of David.
当然，每一个旧约熟读旧约的人都知道，耶稣基督是大卫这一条线上的子孙。
So David is writing. David here, everyone knows, is writing about the Messiah.
那么，在这里呢，耶稣基督讲了大卫所写的关于弥赛亚的经文。
But the Messiah is David's son.
但是呢，这个弥赛亚呢，他是大卫的子孙。
Do you call your son Lord?
你从来叫过你的儿子主吗？
I don't think you do, and neither did they back then.
那么啊、应该是永远不会的，而且在当时的旧约里面，人们也不这样称呼。
But that's what David did.
但是大卫却是这样称呼啊、弥赛亚的。
That means this Messiah has to be more than just another son of David. He has to be greater.
那么这就说明这个弥赛亚呢，他不只是大卫的一个一般的一个子孙，他应该是比大超过超越大卫。
Our last passage comes from after Jesus' resurrection.
那么最后我所引用的是一个在耶稣基督复活以后的一个经文。
We find that during the period between Jesus' resurrection and his ascension to heaven, he spoke to people about the kingdom of God.
那么在这里呢，在耶稣基督复活和升天之前呢，他又向他的门徒们显现，说了一些话。
And he claimed to fulfill everything written in the prophets.
那么他在这里说，他是要实现，要成全所有旧约关于他的预言。
Finally, we point out that the Gospels also connect Jesus' kingdom with the kingdom of Old Testament prophecy.
那么我们最后我们也在说耶稣基督在福音书所讲的也在讲到了也与他的国所应许的这个国度是联系在一起的。
Jesus' forerunner was predicted by Malachi.
耶稣基督他的先遣的使者是在马拉基来预言这位使者。
The angel Gabriel told Zechariah that his son John the Baptist would go in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
那么在路加福音第一章里，那么这里有讲到。
And Malachi said that exact same thing. I will send you Elijah the prophet who will do that before the coming of the day of the Lord.
那么这里同样的马拉基书也有预言说有一位前行者他会来使许多人以色列人回转使他们归于主使他们从他的父母遵从他的父母来回归主
The prophet Micah predicted where Jesus would be born
那么还有先知也预言了耶稣基督他的出生
Of course, the Messiah was, according to Micah, was to be born in Bethlehem, but Jesus grew up in Nazareth.
那么在一个米迦这个先知他所预言的是耶稣基督会在伯利恒出生，但是耶稣基督呢，他是在拿撒勒长大。
But Luke carefully records for us that Jesus, in fact, was born in Bethlehem.
但是路加呢，他却给我们在这里精确的记载了耶稣基督确实是在伯利恒出生的。
Even though he did not grow up there.
尽管他并没有完全在那里成长长大。
Jesus' position was predicted by, or was predicted by Isaiah.
那么耶稣基督他的位置呢？也是在以赛亚所预言了。
The angel Gabriel told Mary that her son, that the Lord would give to her son the throne of his father David.
那么米迦勒这个这位天使呢，他就预言了说，有一位孩子要出生。
And that there would be no end to his kingdom.
那么，将来他的国度是永远不会停止的。
Isaiah 9 verses 7 and 6.
那么这是在以赛亚书第九章第六节。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of his peace there shall be no end.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩上，他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君，他的政权与平安必加增。无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今时直到永远。
I am sure that Mary understood what the angel was talking about. She understood that the angel was saying that her son would be this very child.
我相信耶稣的母亲玛利亚，她完全明白天使所给她讲的这些。那么她的儿子将来是这个永远的国度的王。
Some of Jesus' ministry practices was also predicted by Isaiah.
那么还有耶稣基督他的一些在地上的事工也是被以赛亚所预言了。
Most people in that day would strive for what they wanted, as people do today.
那么在当时的人们呢，他们都是在竭力的为自己要得到一切，就像现在的社会一样。
So pretty much all of the false messiahs tried to raise an army to get their way.
那么很多的那些假先知呢，他们也在极力的来宣扬他们的一些假预言。
Jesus did not do this.
那么耶稣基督并不这样。
Instead.When the crowds came, he withdrew.
当人们都涌向他的时候，他反而退到别处。
And he healed people, but he commanded them not to spread the word about who he really was.
他医治了那些有病的人，但是他却警告他们不要去为他宣扬他的名。
This is in fulfillment of what Isaiah said the Messiah would do.
那么这个呢，就预言了，印证了那个以赛亚所预言的。
He will not strive and fight, nor will any hear his voice in the streets like the other people do to try to get what they want.
他不会为他自己的名去极力的争论什么，他也不会想极力的来宣扬他自己。
See, to be a part of Jesus' kingdom, he demanded a real relationship with God.
那么，如果想要在耶稣的国度里，那么我们就要与这位国度的主王有一个关系。
And if they would not have that, he did not want them to follow him.
如果与这位国度的神没有关系，那么耶稣基督也不想让这样的人去跟随他。
Finally, we find that the triumphal entry was predicted by Zechariah.
那么最后呢，我们也看到耶稣基督他凯旋的进入耶路撒冷，也是在撒加利亚先知所预言的。
At the triumphal entry, Jesus.performed actions that made it clear he was declaring himself to be the king.
那么在这个凯旋的进驻耶路撒冷的时候，耶稣基督他完全的在把这件事情完全的公开了。
Now, he did not use the words "I am king."
他并没有直接说我就是王。
If he had done that, he would have been arrested by the Romans on the spot.
如果他要那样做，那么当时在那个时刻，马上就会被罗马军兵给抓起来。
So as a result, the religious leaders could only stand helplessly and watch.
那么在那个时，因为他没有那样做，所以那些想抓他的那些人只好就是看着他进了耶路撒冷。
Zechariah predicted that the Messiah would come riding into Jerusalem on a donkey.
那么，撒加利亚他当时就预言了说，这位王耶稣，这位弥赛亚他会骑着驴进到耶路撒冷。
Kings do not choose donkeys to ride into town on their coronation.
那么一般来说，王他是不会骑着驴来进到他所征服的城的。
They choose powerful white stallions.
那么他们会选一个非常威武的马来显示他们的荣耀。
So they can declare themselves to be the conquering king.
所以他可以呢来向人们来显示他是那位征服了一切的王。
Jesus rode on a humble donkey.
但是耶稣基督他却骑在了一个非常谦卑的一头驴的身上。
And the crowds understood that that's what he was doing.
当时的人们呢，那些众人还是明白他为什么这样做的。
For they all cried, "Hosanna to the Son of David!"
因为他们当时就是在那里欢呼说，何撒那大卫的王，大卫的子孙是应当被称颂的。
They were quoting from the Book of Psalms, and they were unmistakably referring to Jesus as the Messiah.
那么这是在大卫的诗篇里也记录了，而且这个就是说的就是弥赛亚耶稣基督。
Brought on very much by Jesus' actions that showed that that's what he was.
那么耶稣基督他自己的行为呢，也证明了他是一位王。
And when the religious leaders objected, he simply said he affirmed that he approved of what they were doing.
那么当时宗教的领袖反对他的时候，那么他就是这样没有退却的，就是他就是这样让众人是这样称呼他了。
So what do we do with this?
那么我们应该怎样来行呢？
Well, first I want to emphasize that Jesus is the king.
那么第一呢，我想强调的时候，耶稣基督他确实是王。
He fulfills the promises of the Old Testament.
他把旧约里对他的预言都应验了。
And he declared himself to be the king that he is.
他呢在这里来宣告他就是那位所预言的王。
And then he proved that he was exactly who he claimed to be by rising from the dead.
那么他也用他的复活从死里复活来宣告他就是那位王。
A good many of the predictions made by the Old Testament prophets were fulfilled when Jesus came the first time.
那么有很多的这些在旧约里的预言都被耶稣基督所应验了。
But not all of them.
但是不是说所有的都应验了。
The remainder is also our hope for the future.
那么剩下的还没有应验的那些预言也是我们的盼望。
The Old Testament prophets expected a Messiah to come and set up God's kingdom.
那么旧约里的那些先知们，他们预言希望弥赛亚的到来。
He came in fulfillment of those prophecies.
那么这位弥赛亚已经来了，他也应验了这些先知的预言。
God demonstrated Himself again that He is faithful.
那么耶稣基督呢，他也神他也向世人证明了他是那位信实的神。
There remains yet more to be fulfilled.
但是还有很多的预言还没有被完全。
But God's work is not finished yet.
但是神他自己的工作也还没有完全的完成。
And that remainder, that is our hope as well for the Christians.
这也是我们这些基督徒的永远的盼望。
We await His return.
我们在等待耶稣基督的到来。
When He returns, He will set up His kingdom.
当他再来的时候，他会在地上来建立他的国度。
When He returns, He will no longer be the meek one riding on the donkey.
当他再一次来的时候，他不会再是那位骑在驴身上的那位谦卑的王。
He will ride as conquering king, as the King of Kings in Revelation 19.
那么，就像在启示录十九章所讲的，他会是王中之王。
And when that happens,
当那个被预言的时候
，those of us who serve him and follow him will be with him.
我们这些服侍他跟从他的基督徒们，我们会跟他在一起。
This is our sure expectation for the future.
这确实是我们非常确有力的一个保障。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that you sent your Son.
我们在天上的神呐，我们谢谢你，你这样的关于你儿子的这些预言。
He is King, and Jesus will reign over all the earth.
他确实是王，他会在地上掌管一切。
Lord, we long for the day when He will do so.
我们在这里急切地盼望那一天的到来。
We await His return.
我们在这里盼望他再一次的来到。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen。
感谢主，让我们听到这么美好的信息。